الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله Sallu alayhi wa alihi, marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madinah channel. Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, for all praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, Ahmad Mukhtar, Janabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. Dear viewers, in today's episode and program, we are going to be discussing facts related to Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, be ready for that. Let's listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e Pak as it is mentioned when Allah Azza wa Jalla had created Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And from his left rib, he Azza wa Jalla had created Hazrat Sayyidatuna Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who is his blessed wife and our respected and honorable mother. So he alayhi salatu wa salam intended to extend his affectionate and merciful hands towards his wife. But the moment he tried that, the angels told him, wait, O Adam. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam then asked the reason for him to be stopped, and it was said to him that you first need to give dowry and mehr to her. So then he asked as to what mehr should he give her. And then the angels replied and said to him, O Adam, recite 3 or 10 durood upon our master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the durood, salutations and salams which you recite upon him shall be the dowry and mehr for Bibi Hawa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had done so, and then he was allowed to touch her and be with her. Subhanallah. From this beautiful narration we learn that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is actually the means for even his honorable father Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the means for every single thing, so therefore from this we learn that he is even the means and wasila for his own father Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Subhanallah. Recite Durood e Pak excessively and abundantly, subhanallah. As we learn that if he can be the means of help to his father, then why not us, dear viewers of Madinah channel? Through Durood e Pak, lots of tasks are accomplished. Recite it at least 313 times daily. There is so much more that we are going to be learning in today's episode and program, dear viewers. It's my earnest appeal to you to please be tuned with Madinah channel, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And when we do come back, inshallah, we are going to continue as we are speaking about facts and stories and parables related to Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So we are going to be listening to this beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina sadi jaane, Madina saadi jaane, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, khaake Madina, خاک مدینہ خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک سار ہوتا ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا ہوتی رہے مدینہ میرا غبار ہوتا آقا گر کرم سے طیبہ مجھے بلاتے آقا گر کرم سے طیبہ مجھے بلاتے روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا روزے پر صدقے ہوتا ان پر نثار ہوتا
خاک مدینہ ہوتی میں خاک مدینہ ہوتا
بے کس کو گر بلاتے بے کسوں کے آقا بے کسوں کے آقا بے کس کو گر بلاتے کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر کیوں سب کی ٹھوکروں پر پڑھ کر خوار ہوتا زمین ہوتی طیبہ میں گر میسر دو گز زمین ہوتی ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا ان کے قریب بستا ان کے قریب بستا دل کو قرار ہوتا مل مٹ کے خوب لگتی مٹی میری ٹھکانے گل ان کی راہ گزر پر گل ان کی راہ گزر پر میرا مزار ہوتا یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد یہ آرزو ہے دل کی ہوتا وہ سبز گنبد اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا اور میں غبار بن کر اور میں غبار بن کر اس پر نثار ہوتا چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجھا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا بے چین دل کو اب تک سمجھا بجا کے رکھا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا مگر اب تو اسے آقا مگر اب تو اسے آقا نہیں انتظار ہوتا سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے سالک ہوئے ہم ان کے وہ بھی ہوئے ہمارے دل مضطرب تو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا دل مضطرب کو لیکن دل مضطرب کو لیکن نہیں اعتبار ہوتا
ماشاء اللہ سبحان اللہ دس کلام نعت پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that you were listening to the viewers of Madani channel سبحان اللہ is written by none other than Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and we often again quote him in our lectures in our programs ماشاء اللہ a great thinker of this ummah a great alim deen and scholar of this ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had composed this beautiful nati rasul khake madina Allahu Akbar, the dust of Madinatul Munawwara. We are speaking about the first human on earth and he is also the first Khalifa, vicegerent on earth as well. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. And O beloved, recall when your Lord had said to the angels, I am about to appoint my vicegerent on the earth. I am about to appoint my Khalifa on the earth. So from this we learn that the first vicegerent of Allah Azza wa Jalla is Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. Subhanallah. So if you focus on the words of the translation of this ayah, focus on the translation and recall, oh my beloved, when the angels were told about the first vicegerent. So the lesson that we learn is that though Allah Azza wa Jalla is not in need of any consultation because in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla is consulting with the angels, informing them about something that is going to be coming into existence. They never knew who is this human, what is this, and they were rotating around the body of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. They were circling around his blessed body, trying to figure out, and they are trying to establish as to what this could ever be. Allahu Akbar. So there was a discussion between the angels and Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the scholars have mentioned, from this we learn that before carrying out any important work, it is so important for us to consult with each other. It is important for us to find solutions and mention our problems or whatever we are going through with others to find a solution. Because mushawarat karna, mashwara karna, meetings karna, to explain and to talk about what you intend to do will make your task much more easy and accomplishable. In fact, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned when this verse of the Holy Quran Pak was revealed, وَشَاوِرُهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرُ and consult with them in matters. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was referred to here in this verse and consult with them in matters. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, indeed Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger is freed, they are freed from consulting with you. But consultation has become a mercy for this ummah. That when you do consult, Allah Azza wa Jalla will make your task easy for you simply because you sought consultation from somebody. You made mashwara. And because of making mashwara, Allahu Akbar. Whatever obstacles and shortcomings were going to be there, Allah Azza wa Jalla through His mercy will remove them. Just one or two ahadith with relation to consulting, which is so important. These days, children don't consult with their parents and they desire to do whatever they wish to. And when the work is done and when it doesn't turn out to be right, then we go to the seniors of the family. And then we are said that when you did the job, you never tell us. So when the job is done, why are you telling us now? It's too late. Before carrying out that action, you could have told us about it. But you decide to tell it to us after it's done and now when the work has flopped, Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers of Madani channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whosoever intends to carry out something and he consults a Muslim, Allah grants him guidance regarding the correct matter. Allah will guide him. Even if it's a wrong thing, Allah will guide him towards the righteous track and path to save him from the problem simply because he consulted with a Muslim. Another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whosoever consulted, he will never be regretful. Subhanallah, another hadith. The one who takes the opinions of others, he will never be misfortune. And whosoever takes his own opinion and disregards the advice of others, he will never be fortunate. Allahu Akbar. All these ahadith that I present to you are mentioned in the books of ahadith, dear viewers of Madani channel. It's just by the way, because in this verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla informs His angels of a creation from this earth which they never heard about, they never seen before. They were astounded to see the structure of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And from this verse, though we know Allah is free from consulting, He doesn't need anyone's advice and anyone's permission, so is for the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. But consulting became a mercy for this ummah as a son, as a daughter, as an employee, as a ruler. Even if you consult with your subjects, there's nothing wrong at all, for Allah Azza wa Jalla will guide you for the correct method and for the correct way, dear viewers of Madani channel. So how was the birth of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? This is a question. So let's go into this, subhanallah. As we know that Allah Azza wa Jalla had created Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from the soil. How many types of sand it was? 60 different types of sand and soil that was collected from this earth to bring the different colors in the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. These 60 colors are found in the progeny of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Red, black, white, those in between, extremely soft, hard, wicked, different colors you would get and different sorts of natures you would also get, subhanallah. Some people have stated that 60 colors were present in the soil of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and all of them are found in his progeny. 60 colors were used in the structure of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam and all these amazing colors are found in his progeny. Look at the logic of Islam. Look at the explanation of this beautiful deen of Islam, subhanallah. How much of sense it makes. How much of detailed bayan for the Nabi who gives the knowledge of the unseen. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given this khabar and news for before him. Who else knew this information about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? Who could have told us about who was the first creation and how he came into existence? All of this knowledge we have got through the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, through the teachings of the Holy Quran Pak, subhanallah. So what is the appellation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, his kunniya? So it is mentioned that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's kunniya, his appellation is Abu Muhammad. In Jannat, when everyone will be admitted into paradise, everyone's kunniya will be removed. No one would ever have any appellation except for Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. For this is his status and dignity as being the first father of this nation, of this ummah, of this world. And he is the only person who will have an appellation. And to give him that status and dignity, his appellation and kunniya will be Abu Muhammad, the father of Muhammad. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, have you ever wondered as to how the springs come forth from this earth? Pani kis tarah se zameen ki niche se nikla? How did water emerge from the earth? So another beautiful narration is that when Allah Azza wa Jalla intended to create Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, so he said to the earth, this was before the sand was even gathered together, Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jalla spoke to the earth and said to the earth, I am about to bring forth a creation from you, Allahu Akbar. So whoever obeys me, they will be admitted into Jannah. And then I will bring about a nation from you. I will create a nation from you, O earth, that will be disobedient to me. And for their disobedience, I will cast them into the hellfire. Then the earth said to Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, will you burn them? Will you punish them? It was said, yes. They will be tormented and punished for being disobedient. And the earth began to cry from that time. And it cried and weeped so much in the court of Allah due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, that today the rivers and the oceans that we see is actually the tears of the earth. And therefore it is salty, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Aaj tak pani nikal raha hai. Even today, water comes out of the earth and it will continue to emerge from the earth until the day of judgment. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala forgive us our major and minor sins. Ki zameen jab khauf khuda se tharsarati hai. When the earth vibrates and trembles due to the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla and cries so much, from the time this earth was created, this zameen, this planet was created, it has been crying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Azza wa Jalla pardon our sins. Let's make dua in the court of Allah that our sins may stop.
गुनाहों की आदत छुड़ा मेरे मौला मुझे नेक इंसान बना मेरे मौला जो तुझको जो तेरे नबी को पसंद है जो तुझको जो तेरे नबी को पसंद है मुझे ऐसा बनता बना मेरे मौला मुझे ऐसा बंदा बना मेरे मौला
Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Another question is that why do we apply fragrance? Allahu Akbar. Why do we apply fragrance to the deceased? A question. So the earth requested in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, O Almighty Allah, my soil has decreased on the account of being taken away from me. Ki main kam ho chuki hu. I have decreased in sand, in soil, because my sand is being taken away from me. So Allah Azza wa Jalla then replied, do not worry. When a person returns to you, I will make him more beautiful and fragrant than ever before. This is why the deceased people that are dead, that are put into the qabr, they are sainted with itr, with perfume, with sandal, with khushbu and fragrance, roses. And then a deceased is put into the soil. Because it was a promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla to the earth that when I will send your sand back to you, when I will send your soil in the form of a human back to you, he will be much more fragrant and beautiful, subhanallah. Furthermore, from the soil of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Azza wa Jalla is now creating his structure. Dear viewers, from the leftover soil of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, a date palm tree was created. As the fourth Khalifa in Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, have mentioned and said, honor the palm trees, because this palm tree came into existence due to the soil of your father Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahu Akbar. And in other narrations, even grapes and pomegranates were created from the soil of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, from the leftover soil. So we respect the date khajur, and we even eat pomegranates, which is so healthy, and even grapes as well, subhanallah. These are those fruits that were created directly from the soil of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us in both worlds, dear viewers of Madani Channel. حضرت سیدنا انس رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, a great companion of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says when the structure of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created in Jannah, at that time Shaitan Iblis, who was also known as Azazil, so Iblis began to rotate and walk around Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And he was trying to make sense of what was created. He was trying to understand, what is this? Allahu Akbar. And then as he came to the stomach portion of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he realized that, wow, this is the stomach. Meaning at times of being overcome with desire and hunger, Allahu Akbar, this creation will be unable to control its nafs, and they will be unable to overcome and dispel the satanic whispers. This is what Iblis said to himself, that, oh my, this is the stomach of a human being, and because he has a stomach, he has desires, and because of these desires, he will be finding it extremely difficult to dispel the satanic whispers that he will get. He will be very hard to overcome his desires, because when you wish for something, when you want something, when you really chase for something, then we forget whoever is behind us. We tramp over the happiness of other people. We hurt other people. We fight with others to become selfish for our own selves. And that blessing, which doesn't come as a blessing anymore, it rather comes as a calamity in your life. So Iblis rotated around Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and the only time he realized that he could trick insan is because of the stomach. Because of the stomach, people go out of their way, they cheat, they steal, they lie, they deceive, they fight, they argue. People rob and hurt and murder and commit bloodshed on this earth for the stomach. Isko palne ke liye dunya mein na jaane kya kya kiya jata hai, karaya jata hai. And then when he came to the heart part, he then felt that this was some device which is for communication with Allah Azza wa Jalla. He thought to himself that this is a device which Allah has placed in Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's chest, and this was for his vicegerent, for his khalifa, for communication, for speaking, and for revealing wahi upon him. Allahu Akbar. This were the thoughts of Iblis at the time, dear viewers of Madini channel. A widespread misconception as we go along is that since his structure was created, dear viewers of Madini channel, people do say that Shaitan at that time, when he saw the structure of Adam alayhi salam, he spat on Adam alayhi salam, and from that spit dogs were created. Right? This narration had been heard many a times, but Mufti Waqaruddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had explained this and mentioned that this is incorrect and it is fabricated. There is no such evidence and story like that. Why dogs are merciful towards human beings? So listen to this. When Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came upon this earth, then Iblis incited all the wild beasts and animals on this earth to attack Adam alayhi salam. Allahu Akbar. So he motivated and provoked the animals to hurt and attack Adam alayhi salam. But Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descended upon the earth and commanded him to place his hands upon the head of a dog. And from the time he alayhi salam had placed his affectionate hands on the head of a dog, since then dogs became friendly with human beings, and they will continue to be friendly till the day of judgment. Tab se kutte insano ke dushman nahi bane, jab se Adam alayhi salatu wasalam ne kutte ke sar pe apna dast mubarak rakha. Allahu Akbar. So dogs became friendly, Allahu Akbar, towards human beings, and they will continue to be like this till the day of judgment, dear viewers of Madini channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is so good to hear and know that the viewers out there are with us right now, and you want to know more about Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. So listen, mashallah, Friday is known as Jumu'ah. Why? Because Jumu'ah means to gather, Jumu'ah, to make jama'ah, to gather and to bring together. Subhanallah. That is why this day is known as Jumu'ah, because the sand and the soil to create the structure of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was on a Friday. His Mubarak body was created on a Friday as well. It has been mentioned in a hadith that the best day upon which the sun had ever risen is a Friday. Why? Because Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created on a Friday. He alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to the earth on a Friday. He alayhi salatu wasalam passed away on a Friday. And he alayhi salam will be resurrected even on a Friday. Therefore, this day is known as Jumu'ah, the best day upon which the sun had ever risen, dear viewers. The question is, why do humans feel pain when their souls are extracted? There is a narration which speaks about the souls being extracted, but one of the reasons for that to happen is because also when Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded the soul of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to enter into his Mubarak jism and body, so the soul said to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Rahman Rahimin, it is extremely dark and deep. It is deep and it is extremely dark. So Allah Azza wa Jalla then commanded the soul again to enter, upon which the soul replied and said, Ya Allah, this body is so deep and dark. For the third time, when it was said, Allahu Akbar, Allah Azza wa Jalla said to the soul that if you are having difficulties entering into this body, thus you will have difficulties even exiting this body. Even when you will have to come out of this body, you will find it difficult and hard to exit this body since you don't want to enter the body. So since then, people find the taklif that is called jakani. The last breath that you take on your bed is called jakani in the situation or in the state of sakarat. So the reason why the soul finds it difficult to come out is because of this reason, that it never want to enter into the body of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, or it was entering but it mentioned it's too dark and too deep. For this reason, the soul even finds it difficult to come out of the body as well. In another narration in Tafsir Na'ini, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'ini, who is Mubarak and blessed Nati Pak, we were listening to earlier, in the commentary of this verse of the Holy Quran Pak, he has mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla then placed the noor and the light of Rasulullah upon the forehead of Adam alayhi salam, due to which the soul then swiftly entered into the body of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. It has been mentioned that when the soul entered through the nostrils of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, so Adam alayhi salam sneezed, aapko cheek aayi. So subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla inspired him to say Alhamdulillah, the first person on this earth to ever say Alhamdulillah. Of course in Jannah, when he was created, then he said this, and Allah Azza wa Jalla was the one who replied to his Yarhamukallah. When the soul reached the blessed back of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he intended to stand but he fell to the ground because the soul had not reached his entire body. And when the soul reached his feet, by the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he stood. Allahu Akbar. Once the soul had reached the entire body, Allah Azza wa Jalla said to him, O Adam, who am I? O Adam, who am I? Then Adam alayhi salatu wasalam replied, You are Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is none worthy of worship beside you. So Allah Azza wa Jalla then said, You have spoken the truth. In Tirmidhi Sharif, which is a very authentic book of ahadith, it has been mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Go to this group of angels and make salam to them. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam went to the group of angels and said, Assalamu alaykum is what he said. And the angels replied and said, Alayka salamu wa rahmatullah. Alayka salamu wa rahmatullah was the reply of the angels to him, subhanallah. So then when he went back to Allah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam, O Adam, as of now, this will be the greetings and the salams of your offspring. This is how they will reply and this is how they will greet one another. And since then we say Assalamu alaikum. Rasulullah has taught us how to make salam properly and the reward of making salam as well. It has been mentioned that spreading salam brings about peace and harmony. The more salam you spread, the more blessings you will attain and gain in your life, dear viewers of Madani Channel. What was the height of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? It has been mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, the most authentic book after the Holy Quran Pak, that the height of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was 60 yards. That is to say, approximately 90 feet. Whosoever enters paradise, he will be in the form of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and his height will be 60 yards. The creation has decreased in height from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why we have become so short. And in fact, we get shorter people at times. Plus, we get tall people. But as time has went, people have become shorter. They have decreased in their sizes. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi writes in his book that only humans will enter paradise. Animals and jinns will not enter it. And the dwellers of paradise will be beautiful and healthy like Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And they will be 60 handspan tall. So you can count that and measure for yourself, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Even if he was taller in the dunya, he will be 60 handspan in paradise. Even if he was shorter, he will still be the same height in paradise. Allahu Akbar. The most superior creation, as Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he is a Tabi'i saint. Sa'id bin Jubair rahmatullahi alayhi. He says there was a discussion between the offspring of Adam alayhi salam. They were saying, who is the most superior creation of Allah Azza wa Jal? So some of his own offspring said, it is our father Adam alayhi salam, because he is the first vicegerent, the Khalifa of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the deputy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So then some of the offspring said, no, it's perhaps the angels, because they are ma'soom, they are innocent, they do not commit mistakes and sins. So some of the other offspring said, why should we not go and consult with our father and ask him as to who is the most superior? And then when they went to him, dear viewers, it was said, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said to his offspring that if you have asked me with regards to who is the most superior creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, then listen, O my children, my son Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most superior from amongst the creation. When Allah Azza wa Jalla placed my soul inside me, and when my soul had reached my feet and my eye had opened, I had seen on the arsh and throne of Allah Azza wa Jal, the name of Muhammad was written next to the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And only a very special person can have his name written next to the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. And therefore, O my children, the most superior of my creation, of this ummah, of my offspring and generation and progeny, is my son Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. This is also a beautiful narration, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Subhanallah. That Allah Azza wa Jalla gave the good news from the to his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved Nabi given this news to his Sahaba. What is the news and khabar of the unseen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, Allah Azza wa Jalla created Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, and then casted his right hand to the back of Adam alayhi salam. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi had said, Allah Azza wa Jalla is free from hands, from legs, from chest, from body part, from space, from time. Anyone who has this belief that he has body structure is kufr. Allah Azza wa Jalla is free from body part. Casting his right hand means that Allah Azza wa Jalla directed his power to the back of Adam alayhi salam, due to which his progeny had come forth. When this happened, Allah Azza wa Jalla then said to them, I have created them for paradise, and they will perform the actions of those who are the dwellers of Jannah and paradise. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla directed his power to the back of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then his progeny came forth again. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has said, I had created them for Jahannam, and they will perform the actions which will lead them to Jahannam and the house fire. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, those who perform virtuous deeds, right actions, and actions which will lead them to Jannah, are from the first lot that exited from the back of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Furthermore, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says in the hadith that the back here is actually a reason for that, because in the back remains the sperms of man, and from there it is transferred forward. Therefore, Allah Azza wa Jalla directed his power to the back of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, due to which his progeny had come forth. And then from amongst this beautiful progeny that came forward, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam seen all the offspring that will come till the day of judgment. And then he saw a very handsome and fragrant personality who had noor and light between his eyes. He asked Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is this? It was said, this is also from your offspring, Dawood is his name alayhi salam, who is also going to be a Nabi. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam then requested in the court of Allah azza wa jalla that Ya Rahman Rahimin, what is his age? It was said his age will be 60 years of lifespan on this earth. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, give him 40 from my age. Transfer 40 years of age from me to him. So therefore, Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam's age became 100, whereas Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's age from 1000 became 960 years, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are some amazing, amazing facts of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, which we may have heard for the first time, dear viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, with regard to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam being the first creation, and from one Adam, I mean, use your own mind and think about it, subhanallah. Today in this century, we are millions and billions of population throughout the world. But 100 years ago was lesser, right? 300 years ago, 1000 years ago was lesser. 10,000 years ago was even lesser. The population in comparison today was far more less than today. And if you continue going backwards to a million years, then a billion years, then of course you are going to reach one person. However, with regards to humans, you will come back to one human. And that is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Bibi Hawa is not even the progeny of Adam alayhi salam, because Allah created her from the left rib of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, because he could have not married his own offspring, his own progeny. And therefore Allah created her from the rib of Adam alayhi salam. Look at the justice of Islam. Look at the explanation of this beautiful religion. Only the explanation alone itself will tell you that there is a beginning, Allahu Akbar, to human beings. And there is an explanation for everything that's done in this world as well, dear viewers. May Allah grant us the ability and tawfiq to understand these matters and to have full iman and yaqeen upon the Holy Quran. Having said these few words, we will be back with another episode of this program, dear viewers. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Shukran, barakallah feek for all, for watching Madani channel, for sharing this video with others as well, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. For all those who requested for du'as, may Allah answer all your lawful wishes. Until then, stay good, be good, do good. And yes, I sign off reminding you our maqsad and mission in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.